The National Rifle Association is a big supporter of President Trump. Just this week, its top executive, Wayne LaPierre, had the president's ear over gun background checks in the United States. And historically, the organization has had huge gun lobbying powers and presence in Washington. But there's turmoil inside of the NRA. More board members resigned this week, and now the New York Times reports that the NRA's longtime outside legal counsel has split from the group. We wanted to get some insights on how members are feeling about all of these changes, as well as the direction of the NRA. We have with us Rob Pincus. He's a 30-year member and also a spokesperson for Save the Second, a pro-guns rights group that is pushing for reform inside of the NRA. And he's in Silverton, Colorado. Rob, welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you, Tanya. It's definitely a interesting time inside of the firearms community, and we need a strong NRA, and that's what Save the Second is working for.
Well, let's get right to it. You've been a 30-year member. You're now a life member. You believe in the NRA mission, but do you feel like the organization has lost its way?
Absolutely. At least the leadership has lost its touch with the American gunner, the average NRA member. You know, I've been a member off and on. I've supported the mission of the NRA and the idea of the NRA for as long as I can remember. And I've become much more active, particularly in the last few months, trying to help the NRA get back on track.
And what is the mission of the NRA? Just to express that, where would you like to see the leadership take the organization?
Well, and I think the news even being reported this week that President Trump is speaking with Wayne LaPierre and that Wayne LaPierre is referencing the mission of protecting the Second Amendment and protecting our gun rights, defending our gun rights. In some ways, we have to regain some of our lost gun rights in this country. Unfortunately, the more frequent messaging that we've been getting from the NRA, and certainly the dysfunction in the way that they're handling the money that members are and other donors are providing to the NRA for that mission, those are the real problems.
And when you talk about the financial situation, you're talking about reports that Wayne LaPierre has been accused of financial mismanagement and those types of things?
Absolutely. And it's not just the personal thing. You know, a lot of this certainly been his watch and his leadership that these problems have developed under. But there are bigger problems in terms of contracting and cronyism, you know, a very much a good old boy system that has existed at the top of the NRA and at the top of the firearms industry for a long time. And whether or not Wayne created that, he certainly has overseen quite a bit of questionable financial dealings.
Well, how has this infighting weakened the influence you feel of the group on these gun rights efforts?
Well, the concern is that the NRA won't be taken seriously by lawmakers or even potentially in the White House as things continue to unravel there. So while they may still be able to spend money lobbying and money supporting campaigns of people that are aligned with American gun owners, if they can't compel American voters, the gun owners themselves, to do what we believe is in the best interest of gun rights, because we're concerned about the way the NRA is doing business, then obviously that affects their influence. The good news is the American gun owner is its own voting bloc, much larger than the NRA represents.
Let's talk a little bit about messaging. One big criticism about the NRA is that collectively it gives the message that it cares more about gun rights than people's lives and finding common ground to end gun violence. Where do you stand on this?
Well, I think one of the major problems with that piece of the messaging is the failure to acknowledge negative outcomes, right? There are negative outcomes that accompany gun ownership and the presence of guns in the United States. What we need to be thinking about is how to mitigate those negative outcomes through responsibility, through the enforcement of existing laws, and through other measures that don't infringe further upon the rights of the law-abiding American gunner, the person who hasn't done anything wrong, the person who hasn't shown any proclivity to do anything wrong, the person who hasn't been adjudicated a danger to themselves or others because of mental issues. And I think that's why the NRA gets a bad rap, is they don't talk a lot about what we do, and we do a lot inside of the firearms community to avoid those negative outcomes, but they don't talk a lot about it, and that makes them potentially seem callous at times.
What do you want to see immediately happen within the organization to turn what you feel like is a ship around that's going the wrong way?
I think it's obviously time for Wayne and some of the other ingrained old guard to move on
to
let the NRA start the process of healing, start the process of fixing its image inside and outside of the community. I think obviously, as I said earlier, it's not just one person. Something like the change with the NRA TV going away, which was had turned into a mouthpiece for conservatism and only representing sort of a small niche of gun owners. That change is a good change. Mm-hmm. A change in leadership would be a good change, and a change in the structure and systems at the board to get the board more involved so that we don't have board members resigning because they feel powerless. Those things would all be very positive.
Rob Pincus is a lifelong member of the NRA and a spokesperson for Save the Second, a pro-gun rights group that is pushing for reform inside of the NRA. Rob, thank you for taking the time.
Thank you, Tanya.
And we reached out to the NRA for comment, and we're waiting for a response.